Welcome back to The Signal. I'm Dr. Tobias Floyd. This is the AI governance briefing. Let us get into the reality of the situation. You have a policy, you have a compliance officer, you have a folder in SharePoint that looks perfect. You think you're governed? Nah, you're wrong. The model is running at the edge right now. The model is inside a vendor stack. The model is on a device your IT team does not see. Your legal team is not licensed in the jurisdiction where the decision is happening. Your perfect policy is irrelevant. Distributed AI does not break governance. Distributed AI outruns governance. Then the system leaves a gap for you to explain at a hearing. This is the failure mode of the moment. We built governance for a world that does not exist anymore. We built for one model, for one vendor, one contract, one throat to choke. Distributed AI kills that single point of control. Along with that point goes the illusion of safety. Listen closely. Distributed AI is not a technology trend. Distributed AI is a governance condition. Every time interference happens across multiple nodes or devices without oversight, you're in this condition. Edge computing, federated learning, multiple agent systems, these are accountability gaps in practice. The vendor says the output was within spec. The integrator says the client configured the workflow. The client says legal approved the policy. Legal says the policy covered the old system. Nobody's responsible. Everyone has an excuse. This is the architecture of every major collapse in the last 3 years. In the trust gap framework, we see structural insufficiency. The policy exists, but cannot intervene at the point of execution. Now, hold on to this line. Permitted is not the same as admissible. Just because the policy allows the model to run does not mean you can see what the model is doing. That visibility gap is where you fail. You do not need more policy. You need redesign accountability architecture. So use the governance as a structural problem. Ask three things. One, who owns the decision at the node? Not the system, the decision. If the answer is vague, you have a gap. Two, what is the escalation path? A single risk officer cannot handle 50 failures happening at once across 50 nodes. The architecture must match the distribution. Three, what accountability exists without the vendor? If the vendor changes the API or the model shifts and your governance break, you have no governance. You have vendor dependency. If you do not address leak at the node, you leak value and visibility. Functional governance requires three things. Visibility at every execution point. If you cannot see the node, you cannot govern the node. Accountability without humans. Humans cannot scale. The system must have audit trails and intervention triggers built into the design. Independence. The structure must survive vendor changes and contract terminations. This is not technically complicated. This is organizationally hard. The winners would be not the ones with better tech. The winners would be the ones with better structural discipline. Something I want you to think about this week. Can you name every device where your AI is making decisions right now? If your vendor changed the model tonight, how long will it take you to find out? And who is responsible when failure happens inside a workflow you do not control? When AI is everywhere, accountability cannot live in one office. Architect for reality or discover the reality when the system fails. I'm Dr. Tobias Floyd. This is Human Signal. Govern the machine or be the resource the machine consumes.